With us to 1 Samuel chapter number 1. A familiar passage of Scripture today. And I want to bring you a message out of that today and ask God to speak to your heart this morning through the Word of God. It's our custom to stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God if you are able this morning and would like to do that. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramoth, something of them, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, and the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. Glad I got through all them names there. I don't believe I pronounced the one of them right, though. But anyway, he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah. The name of the other, Peniah. And Peniah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Let me pause right there. This man took the initiative at his house to be at the house of God. Daddies, you're the priest of your house. It's your responsibility to get your family to the house of God. Now, let's go further. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peniah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion or a double portion. For he loved Hannah. Listen to this. But the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary, which was Peniah, also provoked her sore, for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Verse number 20. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about for Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I've asked him of the Lord. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for this day, for the privilege, Lord, of being in the house of God. God, we need you this morning, Lord. We pray, God, you'd put a watch over our mouth, God, and help us, Lord, this morning. God, I need the Holy Ghost, God, to guide me, Father. And I pray, O Lord, this morning, God, you'd manifest your presence in this place. God, we ask your blessings upon each and every one that's come this way, God. Asking you again, Lord, to touch Brother Ken, Brother Vince, especially this morning, Lord. God, we love you and we thank you, Lord, for all you do for us. We're debtors, Lord, to your good grace this morning. For in Jesus' name we ask your blessings. Amen. You can be seated this morning. Verse number 10, the Bible says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes on Hannah's answered prayer. You'll find in this passage of Scripture right here that her husband Elkanah and Hannah and the other lady there, Peniah, they were God-fearing people. And I thank God today that in this world that there's still some people that fear God. There's still some people today that want to serve God and worship God this morning. Thank God to be saved today. Thank God I'm an old-time Christian this morning. Amen? I've got a God this morning that hears prayer, Brother Lee, and answers prayer. I've proved Him time and time again in my life. Sometimes God says no. Sometimes He says yes, but I guarantee you, God has got His eyes upon the righteous today and His ears are open unto their prayer. And I'm glad today, anytime I have a need in my life, I can go before my Lord and Savior and I know that He is looking upon me and hears my prayer. Unlike a lot of religions in this world today, serving dead gods, worshiping dead gods, God that's made of wood, God that's made of metal, or different various things in this old world today, but they have eyes and they can't see. They have ears and they can't hear. They've got a mouth and they can't speak. And they got hands that won't move and can't do nothing. I can't understand why people would want to worship something that sits on a shelf somewhere. My Redeemer lives today. He's living inside of me. He talks to me. He walks with me. And He listens to me. And He tells me when I'm wrong. And He commends me when I'm right. I'm glad I've got a God today that I can serve today and know He's alive. I'm like Job of old. I know this morning that my Redeemer lives. How about you this morning? Ain't you glad we got a God that sees after you today? Glad I got a God this morning. When I get in trouble, I can run to. Glad when I have a need in my life, I can call upon Him and He hears me. Jeremiah 33:3 says, He says, call upon me. Call upon me. And I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Can you look back in your life and see times when God has met with you and heard your humble prayer? Yeah, man. Sometimes you get in your prayer closet. I've been in there, Brother Lee, I've been in there and prayed, and when I got up, don't even know what to pray. The Holy Ghost come on me so that I don't even know what to say, but I know God was there. And I know He heard my prayer. God's been good to this old boy right here. And I believe He's been good to you this morning. But Hannah's answered prayer. Hannah's barrenness, number one. She was childless. And in the day of the Old Testament times, it was a reproach upon a woman to be childless. You know, the families back then, they had large families. And they worked together. They worshiped together. They lived together. It was part of their existence. But for a woman not to have children, it was a reproach upon her. Let me remind you this too this morning, that children are an heritage of the Lord. Amen. In other words, young families this morning, God has placed that child into your life. That child comes from God. That's a gift given to you from God. You ought to cherish it. You ought to honor God for the blessings that He sent your way of a child. Amen. Well, listen to me. The older I get, the more I love to see little children, especially on Sunday morning when they run down this aisle right here and put their little dollar or their coins into this bucket. And that boy, they enjoy it. You can see the joy on their face, the excitement on their face. I love little children. And I pray, God, this morning for these children that's in this church right here and children everywhere. Church, let me tell you something this morning. You need to be praying for these little old children coming up in this wicked world that we live in today. Amen. It's a sight what our culture has turned to in the day and hour in which we live. The devil is raging. The devil wants your children this morning. And there's a fight to fight this morning. You better get in the battle today. And a good way to get in that battle is to get on your knees and call upon the God of heaven to give you wisdom, to give you the guts to lead your children and to raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Oh, she was childish. She was ridiculed because of that. Criticized by Peniah, the second wife in this family right here. You notice right here, she bullied her. She belittled her. And she wanted to mock her and frustrate her and make her grieve. And you know, that's a bad attitude, ain't it? That sure ain't no Christian attitude. Amen. We ought to love one another. Love one another. Lift one another up. I'm not here to criticize you this morning. I'm here to tell you about Jesus and to lift you up and to lift Him up. And I want you to leave here this morning encouraged and not discouraged. Well, love one another. Amen. And, you know, if we got an ought against somebody, somebody's offended you, go to them. Make it right. Get things worked out. You know, you get bitter at things in life, you're wasting your life away. That's exactly where the devil wants you to be. Amen. He loves to get people crossed up. Because you ain't going to worship God messed up like that. Amen. Hannah's barrenness. She was childish. She was criticized. But notice this, she was chosen. She was chosen. God had a plan for her life. Let me tell you something. Everybody sitting in this room tonight, God has a plan for your life. Amen. If we'll yield ourselves to His will and seek His face, and you know, I know Hannah, she must have been wondering, you know, where's God at? Why am I childish? Why is this happening to me? But God had a plan for her life. She was going to give birth to a child that she would name Samuel, which means asked of God. Samuel would be the last of the great judges of the Old Testament. And Samuel right here would be a great prophet. He would be a great priest in the eyes of God. And God was going to use this man mightily. And God had chosen little Hannah here to have this baby boy. See, a lot of times in life we can't see the end. But God does. A lot of times when it seems like a burden to us, God can turn it into a blessing. Amen. But we have to look toward Him and yield to His will. Not only Hannah's barrenness, but Hannah's burden. Notice this right here in verse number 10. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Hannah decided to take her burden to the Lord. Amen. Life has many ups and downs. Life has many burdens for me, and life has many burdens for you. But can I tell you, looking at Hannah's example, she went to the right place. She went to the house of God, and she took her burden to the Lord. How many times do we have to bear our burdens too long because we fail to go to the Lord for help? Amen. Year after year, it says right here, when they would go up to the house of the Lord, she would be childish and her counterpart there, Peniel, would criticize and ridicule her and mock her. And she would weep and she would get downhearted because she was childish. But now she'd come to a place to where, you know, this is it. I'm going to the Lord. I'm going to seek His face. I'm going to get help from the Lord. And so we see that her weeping was seen. Her weeping was seen. I've noticed a lot of times somebody come to this altar weeping. They need help. They need God to hear their prayer. They need God to move on their burden and help them with their situation. And let me tell you something, God sees your tears this morning. God sees your brokenness today. God wants to help you. And let me tell you something, I've got a God this morning that's able. He can do anything He purposes to do. And I'm glad that when we get broken and when we're weeping and we come bow before Him and call upon His name and seek His face and seek His help, He's the one that's there. He hears. And He knows our burdens today. He sees our weeping. But notice, I want you to notice the witnessed supplication of Hannah right here. Where did she go? She got up from eating there. She didn't say to her husband, I'm going to the house of God. But that's where she went. She went to the temple of the Lord, the Bible says right here. Can I tell you something this morning? This is a good place to be. This is our house of God this morning. This is our place of worship. This is our altar right here. And by the way, our altar is always open. Don't be ashamed to get in this altar and pray. That's what we built it for right here. Amen. This is a place where, you know, if you got a burden, you come down here to pray, I guarantee you somebody will come pray with you and share your burden. And so I'm glad that that Hannah got up and she goes to the place, the temple of the Lord, and it's a holy place. And I remind you, the house of God is a holy place. Amen. We ought to reverence the house of God. Amen. And when we come into this place right here, we're on holy ground. And we ought to respect the house of God. But notice she had an humble prayer. The Bible says again, she was in bitterness of soul. And she called upon the name of the Lord. She prayed unto the Lord and she wept sore. It was an humble prayer. It was an earnest prayer. Hannah had gone as far as she could go, bearing her own burden of being childish. And now she decides, you know, that's a lot like us. We'll carry our burdens and we'll carry our burdens and we'll ask why and why. And when, if we just get to the Lord, if we just pray earnestly and fervently and ask God to help us and say, God, not my will, but thy will be done. I guarantee you, you can get peace. You can get peace in your heart. God may not do every time what you want Him to do, but I guarantee you He'll give you peace about how He's, what the situation is that He's got you in. That's the kind of God we've got this morning. It was a holy place. It was humble prayer. But her petition, I want you to notice her petition in verse number 11. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look upon the affliction of thine handmaid and of thy servant, Lord. I'm your servant, Lord, and I need your help. And remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child. She prayed specifically for what she desired. We can be specific in our prayers. God wants to hear from us. And God loves to see a child of God pray. He wouldn't give us a throne of grace if he didn't want us to pray. She said, then will I give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Not only her petition, but her promise. You know what she promised the Lord? Lord, if you'll give me a man child, I'll raise him under the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I'll raise him right, Lord, if you'll give him to me. She was interested in raising a godly child. And that's what God is interested in each home that's represented here this morning. Each home that's got a child to raise. Now, God's interested in you raising that child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. God is interested in you being faithful. And you being dedicated, Mama and Daddy, in raising that child up to be a godly child, to instill faith into them while they're young. It is so important to be faithful to the house of God, to get your children to the house of God under the sound of preaching and teaching of the Word of God and seeing people worship God. So important in the day that we live. How many hours in a week? 168. This morning, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half, we come to the house of God. Then all the rest of the week, what are you going to do? Your child needs a mama and a daddy, not just come to church on Sunday morning. They need a godly mama and daddy the rest of the week. They need to see that God is important in your home. You hear me? Mom and daddy, sit down to the meal. You ought to bow your heads and thank God for it. Pray. Prayer. A prayer place in your house. Your children are going to watch you. Listen to me. They can come to church on Sunday morning and hear teaching and preaching, but if they're not seeing it at home, they're not going to think that's important in their life. You have to build faith in a child. And you do that by example. Example. And so she was willing to fulfill her promise to raise a godly child. God, if you'll just give him to me, Lord, I'll do exactly what you would have me to do in raising this baby. Hannah's barrenness, Hannah's burden, but Hannah's blessing. Notice this, her prayer was answered. Verse number 17, she had gone into the temple, she had prayed there, and her lips moved, but her voice was silent. And Eli the priest thought she was drunk, and he accused her of it. She said, no, no, no. She was praying to the Lord, bringing her burden to the Lord. She said, out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken. And Eli in verse 17 says this, Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And so she went away, knowing that God had heard her prayer. Verse 20, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, called his name Samuel, saying, because I've asked him of the Lord. God answered her prayer. Her voice was not heard, but her prayer was heard. We got a God that He's the searcher of hearts this morning. He knows what's in our heart. You don't have to pray verbally, out loud. You can pray a silent prayer in your heart anytime. And God knows your heart. And God knows what's best for you. And Hannah prayed, and God heard, and God answered her prayer and gave her a son. She named him Samuel, which means asked of the Lord. And notice this, the promise that she kept. I'll be closing very soon right here this message this morning. Hannah's barrenness, Hannah's burden, Hannah's blessing. Her prayer was answered, but her promise she kept. She kept her promise. Listen to me. If we make a vow to God, it's very important that we keep it. Amen. God's listening. God's watching. And if we promise something to the Lord, we ought to do our very best to keep the promises and vows that we make to Him. Verse 21 says, And the man Elkanah in all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I'll not go up until the child be weaned. And then I'll bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him, only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when, here's her promise that she kept. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks, one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Listen, it thrills me to see families bring their children to the house of God. She brought her child to the house of the Lord. And so that's a very important thing in a mom and daddy's life, to get to the house of God. Listen to me. You'll get something sitting in the house of God that you won't get over the internet. Amen. There's folks that'll be watching this morning through Facebook, through the internet. But let me tell you something. There's something special about being in the house of God. And there's something especially great about having your child in the house of God. And God is expecting it. Listen to me. Hannah's blessing, her prayer was answered. Her promise was kept. But there was a parting scene here. God did for Hannah what nobody else could do. God gave her a son. She had vowed to give him back to the Lord. Can you imagine how her heart felt when she had to leave him there with Eli? But she was willing to keep her promise that she made to God. You know, you have your child at your house for a short time. Just a short time, and they'll be grown up. They'll go out. They'll start life on their own. And how satisfying it must have been to Hannah to know that she'd done exactly what she promised the Lord in raising this child. It must have been hurtful in her heart and sadness too in a way, but satisfying in another way. Because she'd had her prayer answered. She kept her vow to the Lord. Now she gives this child to the Lord. She dedicated that child to the Lord. Now she's parting away. But notice this right here. Not only the prayer answered, the promise kept, but the praise of Hannah. I'll just read two verses out of chapter 2. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." What a foundation to build a life on. The Lord, the rock of our salvation. Without Him, you're on sinking sand. Without Him, you're bound to fall. So this morning, Hannah's answered prayer. Hannah was one of the most outstanding women you'll find in the Old Testament. She prayed for a son. God gave her a son. She made a vow to give him back to the Lord, to raise him right. And her faith and her faithfulness was rewarded. And so, young parents, your faith and your faithfulness in raising your child that God's given you will be rewarded. And God's counting on you. He's given you something. He's placed something most precious, a miracle in your hands. And now He's expecting something out of you in raising that child. So at this time this morning, I want to ask any of you that has a child that you want to dedicate to the Lord. And let me say this. You dedicate them to the Lord. You dedicate yourself to the Lord too. Because it's going to take you helping to raise that child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.